The country is awaiting the president to address the nation with the expectation that we could see an easing of lockdown regulations to level 2. Trade Union Kusatu has welcome confirmation that the Coronavirus Command Council is discussing easing the lockdown regulations. The union added its voice to that of at least two provincial governments, the Gauteng and Western Cape governments, who believe it is now time to reopen the economy and save jobs. Joining us this morning on the line to discuss the implications of lockdown level 2, we have Piet le Roux, the CEO of Sekelija. Piet, we thank you for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, tell our listeners a little bit more about Sekelija.
Sekelija, or Business League as we would say in English, is a group of business organizations and business persons. We're almost 20,000 strong, and we across the country, we're in small and medium-sized enterprises. And well, as the name would suggest, we're mostly Afrikaans members, but growing in all kinds of communities. And we're very happy to be for free markets, for constitutional order, and for opening up the economy.
As they say, the devil is always in the detail. What are you expecting when the president finally does deliver the address? Are you expecting the lowering of the restrictions to level 2? But what specific details are you hopeful that he would give when it comes to the easing of the restrictions?
Well, I'll tell you what we want. We want a complete end to lockdown. A complete end, complete scrapping, resumption of international travel, resumption of all sales. There's just no more scope for continuing this. And just even maintaining a ban on international travel, that's going to keep a knock off 10 to 15% on GDP. The lockdown should end. We expect the president to do some relaxation, but certainly not enough. They've been overreacting, and I'm dead serious. Lockdown is costing lives, and it's going to cost lives. It's becoming a humanitarian disaster.
How would you respond to the experts who would say that if you totally open it up and shut down the lockdown, there could be a second wave of the outbreak of the virus in the country sooner than expected, and that could cost more lives and have a bigger impact on the economy?
I'm sure that that is what they would say, but the real question is, initially the government projected that we could see up to 350,000 deaths. And then they asked our cooperation and our support for closing down the country for 3 weeks so that they could ready the hospitals. We have not seen, we've just seen over 10,000 of deaths over this total period, and there was not a problem with hospitals. Hospitals are completely ready to cope with this. So even if there were to be a second wave, which we doubt, because we don't see much of second wave waves anywhere else, and if there are second waves, they don't require the kind of hospitalization that initial waves had, then the hospital system is more than ready to handle that. So the lockdown was never about ending the spread of the virus. The lockdown was supposed to flatten the curve so that the hospitals could be ready. Everything is ready. Can be done anymore. The only thing we can try and do is prevent a humanitarian disaster that's unfolding before our eyes.
If the president does not totally uplift the ban, and as you yourself mentioned, that is what you desire and you feel is the ideal, but he's not likely to do it, would you support the call from certain provinces, like Gauteng and Western Cape, where the peak is over, that there should be more of an uplifting of the restrictions in those provinces as compared to others?
Yeah, I think I would completely support all relaxations. I would just say that those provinces should actually insist on a complete end because it's over the peak, so they can end it. If there's a resurgence, then they can consider reinstating some measures. And I mean not a resurgence in infections, I mean a resurgence in deaths. But we're not going to see that. And if we see that, then it would be up to the provinces to consider. So I would just go even further. I could mention that we announced yesterday that Sekelija would be part of a new alliance or campaign of different business groups called Business for Ending Lockdown. And there are already more than 50,000 businesses represented in this campaign. The Restaurant Association is on board. The National Employers Association is on board. Several others, I think about 12, 13, I think 15 organizations already on board. So business is certainly saying we want to end lockdown, and Sekelija will be part of Business for Ending Lockdown.
Is government talking to business?
Sorry, is government talking? Yes, government's talking to business through their established channels at NEDLAC. Just yesterday, there was another meeting of some, I think, cabinet and or some NEDLAC cluster, and it was decided that another committee will be formed to discuss the urgent recovery program. Well, my position is that the urgent recovery starts with ending lockdown, and it's no use discussing subsidies and plans and new policies before we don't end lockdown, because you can't recover an economy with subsidies. You can't recover production with money creation. You have to resume production. And I think that the problem is that government seems to be speaking to business that won't say it straight. End lockdown.
Even if lockdown were to end today, in terms of your calculations and predictions, how long will it take for the economy to recover?
This year alone, we'll see probably a 10%, more than even 10% knock to GDP. Then we must remember that because the economy is an intertwined capital structure and the different sections depend on each other, and the modern economy has grown to be something that is just in time in terms of supply management, etc. Those disruptions, the bankruptcies that we're going to see, the layoffs that we're going to see, it's just like a flip a switch and the power is back on. So I'm afraid that we're going to see the ripple effects of this for at least the next 2 years. And that's if lockdown ends today.
All right, Pete. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Suleiman.